And we're live. Welcome to Winning Mood, short, sharp, stronger super coach and punting advice for the NRL week ahead. I'm Jacob Wynn from the Tripod. He's Tim Moody, the 2021 super coach champion. And every week we come to you live under 20 minutes. We share as much as we can with each other and with you guys. We appreciate everyone that tunes in. I actually wanted to put a shout out. We've done the show for 2 months now. And if anyone does watch, I think we're getting over 1,000 views and some listens as well. Let us know if you're happy with the format of the show. If there's anything we can change, if there was a segment that you would want us to expand on or add. We obviously talk mostly Supercoach. Tim gives his best advice for ins and outs. Also, we feel like we can kind of give you the too long didn't read version of summarizing all the longer shows that Tim's on with all the Supercoach discussion. And then we talk try scorers and I try and give you a snippet into our best bets. But we're open to feedback if we can make the show better in any way, aren't we, Tim?
Most certainly, my man.
And how was your round eight, bro?
It's good. Let's address something first. I think there's probably some people that might be a little confused as to what's going on. Have we stepped into round 13 sort of period? Is State of Origin on? No, I just thought it'd be a fun touch for us to wear our Origin jerseys as a bit of a reminder that Origin is around the corner, that the buys are around the corner. So it's important to start factoring these sorts of things into our super coach decisions.
So do you look at your team and say in round 13, there's only going to be four games, correct? So Do you look at your team and say, so I've got to have 17 available in round 13?
No, I think 17 is always very unrealistic because then you're not going to have 17 players for the next buy in round 17. So Look, I think people usually aim for somewhere between around, on the lowest cases, 10, but I think about 12 to 15 is generally a healthy number. And I think if you have 15 in round 13, you usually end up having maybe round 12 by the next buy and sort of ends up balancing each other out. But some people can sort of disregard buys altogether, forget about it. At this time of year, I try to start to think about my trades. If I'm going to go this way or another way, how does it factor into buys? Maybe I might be like, should I sell this guy? This guy is playing Origin. This guy is a little injured. Maybe he is a sell. Or maybe I'll look at other players and say, look, I need to get a front rower this week. Do I want to get, IPAP or do I want to get Tomalolo or maybe TPJ who play the buys? So some of these things you've got to factor in and work out what's the better long-term play. It's something to start thinking about.
That's good advice. So it's not going to govern your thinking, but it could definitely be a tiebreaker. If I'm tossing up between one or two guys, well, which one won't be playing in round 13? Because I'm going to be short on troops and that could be a tiebreaker. You're going to be available to me in round 13, which means you're playing for one of the eight sides. And I haven't looked ahead, but I'm sure you're well aware and the app probably tells you who's got guys when. And so also you don't want to pick someone who's probably going to get picked for New South Wales or Queensland.
Yes, that's another good point.
Less availability.
So yeah, sometimes there is a little bit of a little asterisk over that one, I guess. Maybe some people are really keen on the likes of Cleary if they haven't got him in, or Tommy Turbo who's back this week. Some of these guns you can sometimes get them in before the buys because they're probably going to get you 300 over the next 3 weeks, so it's probably worth it. Then other times you can target a buy player who might only get you sort of 30, 40 over those weeks. And then for some reason you get your pathetic, 20 or 30 on the buy round. You think, why did I even save this guy for the buy? It wasn't worth it. So it's a big balance of trying to work out what do I do with the buy and how important is this guy? And, how important is it to stack my numbers for the buys? But I try to get some numbers for the buys because it's a nice way to catch up and get ahead of people and really jump the ranks.
Yeah, I could definitely see some horror stories where someone doesn't factor it in and they think, I've got trades, I'll make it work. And then the round is upon you and suddenly you got eight players or something. And those couple of trades, it's not going to help.
So what I was going to bring up, if when people are in their app and they're just in the My Team section where they're looking at the green background, like it's a footy field sort of thing and all their players there, you just click on the tools and then show buyers, and you can click on round 13 and round 17 and it'll highlight the players that are that you've got for 13 and the ones for 17. What it doesn't do, though, is it doesn't let you know whether those guys are going to be playing Origin or not at this stage. So, you know, you might count numbers. So if I'm looking at mine, I'm like, oh, yeah, sweet, Harry Grant, Haas, you know, all these players. Okay, they play Origin, though, you know what I mean? So you need to factor that into your numbers.
Well, feel free to hit us up in the comments, especially if you're asking, like, will this guy play Origin? We've usually got a pretty good idea of who, you know, is definitely like a certainty and who else might be in the mix. So we might be able to help you guys out with that. Speaking of tapping into the Supercoach app, I'm going to bring up your team, which you sent me, which is the team you went to battle with in round 8. And I want you to talk me through how it went.
Yeah, so last week I was pretty strong on the fact that I was going to hold trades. I'm aware that they're starting to run out and they're important to have at the back end of the year. But look, I was so, so tempted by Cody Walker. And then I found out that there was his 150th game, so I brought him in. Look, it probably didn't need to happen. I was going to play Isaiah Tass, who scored 84, if I didn't bring Cody Walker in. And to bring Cody Walker in, I had to downgrade Randall to this Sony Luke, who's, you know, not getting very many minutes, doesn't have great job security, but look, he was the only one that was sort of available for me. Pakes had already played and decided, you know, look, I just want Cody. So sometimes we make some silly decisions for bigger fish to fry, but look, I'm hoping I don't need to rely on that Luke guy, and hopefully he's not too much of an AE concern with that low score if I do need him to rush into my side.
Cody Walker scored, 99 from what I can see there?
Yeah.
And you talked to me into him as well. Yeah, I grabbed him too. And another, you know, pretty favorable matchup this weekend. So you can't be mad, you know, now that you've got him. And he's a guy who's nearly good enough to play Origin, has had opportunities, but at the same time, you're not worried that he will be there. There's others, you know, there's a few others in front of him in the line. And in fact, I think I had Luai. So it was the right time for me to upgrade at that position. Nice. What do you were like coming about 2000.
Yeah. So I've jumped into 1525th or something like that at the moment. So that's solid after I went back to like 8,000th and 6,000th and 2,500th and now 1500th. So trying to be calm now. The team looks pretty solid. I do have issues though, as you would have seen. I've got Fifita there who's out for 4 weeks, which we'll address in the red light, green light. Haas is also out this week, so whether he's a sell or not, I'm not sure. 1 week you'd probably say no, but if he's going to be playing injured, it's a really tough decision for us super coaches that do have Haas on our side, considering he plays Origin. Worried about him coming back and having those 45 minute games, so I'm very tempted to look at selling both Fifita and Haas this week, but a part of me wants to hold on to Haas because, you know, if he does come back good after 1 week out and he's just plodding away for 70s, I'll be really disappointed. I'll let him go.
It's a hard one to judge, isn't it? It's like AC joint, I believe, the shoulder, like how long do you need out? And then you play with discomfort. Does it mean he plays less minutes? Does it mean he plays at a lower capacity? Because this is a guy that's all about production. But, you know, is it going to have less production? So do you sell? But we all know what he's capable of. So it's a tough one. Now, you said you are coming like 1500th, which is awesome. But you also told me earlier we've got some studs who follow along and in our group. How many of them are top 1,000, which is, you know,
26, inside the 1%? Yeah, 26 of them in the winning mood group. So that's pretty – it is. You could go across some other groups and you probably wouldn't find as many as that. So that's pretty impressive. I reckon that might have something to do with your followers. Your tripod guys are pretty crafty and they know how to find a good bet. So –
Could be following your advice, mate. Well, it's definitely not my advice, but I'm in this forum much more so to learn, and I have learned a lot. And I haven't even looked at what I'm coming in the Supercoach standings the last couple of weeks, so that's made me a bit happier. Just ignorance is bliss. But I think I'm picking up, making more good decisions than bad. Now, decision time for round 9, you're going to help people, give them some guidance, and talk about who's your green light and red light.
All right, this is a speed round. I've got a lot of names to mention. I'm not sure which trades I'm making at this point for my side. Fifita's definitely out, though. Haas is a maybe out for me. Other than that, I'm not too sure who else I might sell in my side. I'm pretty keen on a few other names I'll bring up in the green lights. But, okay, red light, David Fifita, MCL 4 weeks. Adam Elliott, I'm not interested in him. People have sort of jumped on him after that hooker position last week. I just think he's a bit of a trap. If he doesn't stay in that spot, he's not probably doesn't start in the starting side. T. Marie Martin, TMM or whatever his name
Tamari is. Martin, yep.
Tamari Martin, yep. That fella, he... Look, I think he's a bit of a trap as well. He's in the 5'8 hooker, 5'8 and fullback spot, a bit like that Blake Taff,
yep.
That fella. So they're both in that position when they're cheapies. They're going to make money, but you want guns in that spot. So I think they're traps. Orange lights, Payne Haas, I'm on the fence about. Don't know whether we sell him or not. If it's a 1 week and he comes back and he's fine, he's a hold. But if he comes back and it's, you know, a week and he gets injured again and he has to get
well, not to mention Origin too. Like he's definitely going to play three games if he's available. So, and if he's not, then he's not helping the Broncos either. So in my mind, probably is time to let go there and try and find
winning the stealth for me and thinking I can always get him back later if I have to. Might be harder down the back end of the year. We'll see what happens. Taylor May, don't sell him yet. He might lose his spot to To'o if Staines retains the right spot. Hopefully Taylor May, unfortunately, takes your spot, Stainsy boy. But, you know, Taylor's been killing it, but you've been doing a great job as well, Staines. But, look, I'd like to see Taylor there. He's in my Supercoach side. Been a little bit biased there, but...
Yeah, my instinct is you could move To'o to the right wing, which I think is where he first started out for the Panthers.
With Critter, over with Critter.
Exactly, who are you? Yeah, he's very familiar with. That's my gut instinct. And then that instantly makes May a keeper.
Yep.
Long term, obviously, if he holds the job.
Doesn't get the job this week, Taylor May. He's got the flu. Okay. So he might not play because of flu. So people might think, oh, he's been dropped.
So don't give up on him. Yep.
Yeah. He might just have the flu this week and they might slot him in the week after. So I'm really keen to just at least have one watch. Targo, I think, is a hold from Panthers as well. Both him and May play round 13. Coates, I'm on the fence about people who are keen on him who don't have him. If you've got him, he's great. He's a great hold while he's still killing it at the Storm. But he has huge variance. You'll get those really low scores when he doesn't score tries. And then you'll get, you know, those hundreds when he crosses for three. But he needs to be
Origin series incoming for him too.
He's coming as well. So I'd sort of be wary of that. The green lights, Isaiah Tass, he's bottom dollar, 175K minus BE of 69. He's going to make about 100K this week, most likely, or close to. Joseph Suwali's 290K minus BE of 60. I also like the look of Tom Malolo. We're paying a bit of overs for him. I didn't like the look of him at 480, but now he's passing the eye test and he's getting consistent enough for scores, I think. He does have dual position. He does play the buyers, 605K. Don't mind him. If you want to spend up a bit more, IPAP for 780K, I think he's just an outright gun, averaging 80 points. Doesn't play round 13, so that might be one of the cons we put on the cons list for him. Aiken, I've sold him recently, but I think he's also someone we should be eyeing off. Plays round 13, only 560K. Scored 2 tons this year, and none of the other scores have been too disappointing. They've been mostly in the 50s. TPJ at 560K, plays round 13. Also Lolo, round 13. I think they're both, all those names are pretty good targets. Another name I'll mention is Tui Pulotu from Manly. As a cash cow. He has gone up. He was bottom dollar of 165K, kind of semi-missed the boat. He's 292K. He still has a minus BE of negative 44, so you could still jump on him. He's still going to make money. There's a little bit of a risk he might lose his spot. I don't know whether, you know, Saab's preferred. It seems like he's got it this week, but, you know, it could be a week-by-week thing. The good thing about going on him, though, is if Turbo comes back and Turbo's killing it, then he might put him over for a hell of a lot of tries, and he's got pretty good base and work rate, this guy, as well. Another name I guess we can't forget to mention is Turbo. I'm not going to put this under red, green, or yellow. This is strobe lights, so it's confusing. It's very confusing. It's like being at a disco and you've had a few to drink. So and then the lights are on. So it's very confusing. Trust your gut. If you really think he'll come back and hit the ground running, get him in. If you're hesitant, he's got a big BE of 160. You could probably wait a week. But then it has the vibe of Cleary 2 weeks ago when he had 160 BE and he killed it and went 150. But Cleary did have two other games to warm back into it. This is Turbo's return. But look, Turbo killed it on return last year. Oh, I've been backflipping on this one so much. At this point, I'm probably leaning towards there's more arguments to wait a week, and I don't think it can hurt too much.
Another guy who will play Origin if he's fit as well.
Particularly for Teddy owners. If you're a Teddy and Pappy owner, they're both going to score very, very well. You could argue getting rid of Teddy now. He does have a rough draw coming up, so you might go 1 week early, but I think he's going to score pretty well against the Titans this week.
So do I, spoiler alert. But let's roll into our 2 out of 3 try score bet and also let people know, I want to save you the trouble. Sharks Warriors is our jersey giveaway game. So comment who you think will score the final try in that game and the minute as the tiebreaker. Timmy, run us through. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Anytime try scorers, I'll bring it up on the screen to jog your memories.
So we nailed it last week. We got 2 of the 3, which is fantastic. We're back in the winner's circle. This week, we're going Garrick on the wing. I think if Turbo is back in even half a way, he's going to put him over. If he doesn't, Schuster on the left might. Maybe, Ford, who knows? Maybe even Cherry Evans will do a cutout from the right side of the field all the way to bloody Garrick. But Pappenhausen as well. Look, he didn't score last week in a 50.
He's about the only one.
Yep.
Yeah.
But he scored nearly every other week leading up into that. And one thing I like about Pappenhausen is leading into last week's game, he said, look, we put a big score on last week and we really want to do that again this week. And I thought that's a really big thing to say, that they're wanting to put a score on. They didn't seem like they had any respect for the opposition. They just, they know they're the guy. They're the guys. So, look, I think he's going to be keen. He looks really like he wants to compete for that sort of, elite sort of a Daly M sort of stuff like that as well. So, and you're on Kennedy. I think that's a great option against the Warriors. Wow. I think we've gone onto a winner here.
Yeah, we were thinking aligned as well, because you sent me the guys you liked to score this week, and then I separately came up with the teams I thought would be most successful, and I had Manly. The Storm goes without saying, they're 22.5-point favourites. I looked whether we could play a Rooster. We got Suali last week. He very nearly had a double, but his toe was just out. I also really like the Sharkies. Now, you had picked Talakai, which I would have supported. The one reason I didn't, I was worried with Connor Tracy in the reserves. Like, is there any possibility Tracy may get back and get that left center? It's hard to imagine that they would displace Talakai with how good he's gone, but Talakai could also play back row. So I just thought we wouldn't want to lock in on him and then he doesn't play like the full 80 minutes at center. Kennedy is another guy who's kind of everywhere, and I think the Sharkies will have a day out. So, yeah, it was great to get on the board last week with win, especially the beauty of the 2 out of 3 ain't bad. We didn't come up with a try in the first game, but then we watched our players cross the line in second and third. It's good fun. We want to back it up now. So those are our picks. And what else do you want to know? We've got a couple minutes
left. What are your best bets this week? I was watching a little bit, but I sort of started to prepare and I didn't get all of them. So tell me what you're on.
Well, interesting one this week. We're on 3 pretty solid favorites to cover the spread. So Manly, we played them 13+, $1.83. That line is anywhere around the -14, -14.5. So by playing 13+, you could win by 14. So we like that one. Then we've gone Roosters, a team that has been underperforming massively. In fact, upset as double-digit favorites the last 2 weeks. And that's going to have them on the nose with a few punters. Mm-hmm. But we didn't back them last week. We'll jump on them here. We think that the road trip up to Mackay, where they play the Titans, could bring the team together. They're defending pretty well. It doesn't feel like they're far away. And the Titans have got several issues, one being missing their best player. But beyond that, they're really struggling for combinations. And then Cronulla Sharks, which I mentioned before. So, sorry, the Roosters line is -9.5, so win by 10 or more. And Cronulla, same as the Manly bet, 13+. They're back at home. They've had a long time to stew on a disappointing outing in Brisbane. I think they're going to rebound. New Zealand's done pretty well this season. But those sides that are, just not as consistent and can't always play the top sides at their level every week, they can have a down week. And after New Zealand went all to the wire last week and got a great gutsy win, they could regress a little bit this week. I think Sharks will give them a tough afternoon. And if anyone knows how to stop Sean Johnson, probably is his former team, Cronulla. So that's what I like on the punt, mate. And now you've got to get us out of here in 15 seconds.
No worries. Thanks for listening in, guys, as always. Yeah, if you do have any questions, tag us in the comments and we'll try to get around to that for you over before the games kick off and give you some good information. Other than that, you know, we'll be able to put you in a winning mood and good luck with your bloody Supercoach.
Good luck, guys. See you next week.